The City of Kingston's new Household Hazardous Waste (HHW) facility at 189 Lappin's Lane will not be operational for the 2026 season due to a delay in the delivery of a fabricated building that city staff says is critical to safe site operation. Originally set to open to the public on July 2nd, the city was waiting for the arrival of the depot's custom-built receiving building when a critical equipment failure at the manufacturer resulted in a significant delay to the delivery schedule. The city has not been provided with a revised timeline, leading them to cancel 2026 service outright. According to a statement issued by the city, the receiving building is a highly specialized structure that is custom manufactured to meet the city and project's specific operational, regulatory, and technical requirements. The HHW facility is unable to operate without the receiving building being fully installed and operational, as dictated by the Ministry of Environment, Conservation, and Parks. Karen Santucci, Director of Public Works and Solid Waste, noted that while the site awaits delivery of the receiving building, all other project work will continue as planned. Site servicing and construction activities will proceed, including completion of the site works and construction of the remaining buildings for normal operation in 2027. The new HHW was originally intended to be relocated to the western edge of the existing Kingston Area Recycling Center site, reusing existing structures and equipment and relying on the existing environmental certification for an estimated cost of $375,000. In August 2025, City Council approved an additional $1.3 million to supplement the original budget following the sale of the KARC site, with proceeds from the sale covering the increased expense. Following the sale, the Household Hazardous Waste Depot was relocated to a city-owned site on the north side of Lappin's Lane. While the new design is expected to improve operations related to handling, management, and storage of waste, the relocation to undeveloped land has required the construction of brand new structures, site works and staff areas, a new environmental clearance, and access/driveway paving. To maintain service during the gap, the city has secured two drop-off events with a mobile household hazardous waste collection provider on the following dates: Saturday, July 18th at the KFR Training Center, 18 Terry Fox Drive, and Saturday, August 29th at the Public Works Sand and Salt Dome, 1307 Innovation Drive, using a familiar drive-through setup where staff fully manage the materials. Full range of household hazardous waste normally collected at the city facility will be accepted. The closure and small number of drop-off dates has led some residents to voice their frustration, with social media comments expressing dissatisfaction over the inconvenience, criticizing the decision to close the previous facility before the new one was in operation, warning of illegal dumping, and concern about long lineups to drop off materials when only two drop-off days have been scheduled. Data pulled from the Open Data Kingston website shows that residents disposed of nearly 180,000 kilograms of hazardous waste during the facility's operating hours last year, working out to an average of 22,496 kilograms of hazardous waste per month. The city is reminding residents that many local retailers accept materials such as antifreeze, electronics, paint, pesticide, oil, solvents, and batteries. A map listing locations where materials can be safely disposed of is available via the Resource Productivity and Recovery Authority at www.rpra.ca/where-to-recycle. In the meantime, they call on Kingstonians to hold on to hazardous waste until it can be dealt with safely, asking please don't dispose of household hazardous waste items in your garbage.